Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Notre Dame beat Georgia last night in the Sugar Bowl to move on to the Orange Bowl. They'll take on Penn State coming up in a week. The game is supposed to be next Thursday. And Owen, as you can tell, as you may have learned over the last 48 hours with me being in here, I don't know if you previously knew this, but I'm a pretty big Notre Dame fan. Like, that is the team I grew up rooting for, and I've never stopped. Like, that's just been a family thing, and that's where that's come from. So last night, watching them beat Georgia was the best night of my Notre Dame fandom. It's the biggest win I've ever seen Notre Dame have. And this means that I want to go to the Orange Bowl. And that I'm considering, I spent time last night after the game looking at tickets, looking at flights, debating with my fiance Brittany if we should go to Miami. What do I need to see to be convinced whether or not I should be making a spur of the moment trip to watch my favorite team play in the, not the biggest game they've ever played in, but have the potential to watch them have the biggest win in my life?
Oh, you need to see your bank account first.
Well, I did look at my bank account. My bank account's not bad.
Okay.
Not bad.
So you made it through the holidays.
I made it through the holidays better than expected.
Okay.
I looked at that the other day when I paid off my credit card. I looked at that the other day. I'm like, you know what? I'm in better shape than I thought I was going to be. I thought things were going to look a little rough after the month of December. Knew how much I spent on Christmas gifts for everybody. Things looked a little bit better than I had anticipated them looking. Now, is it good enough for me to justify spending who knows how much I'll have to spend on a flight ticket with less than a week time plus
so
tickets?
I don't think the flight's going to hurt you. I'm actually,
really?
I am on my favorite website where I look up things like this right now.
What website is that?
It's Expedia. Uh-huh. I go there. I look at things. You can get down to, I'm not flying in. You're not flying into Miami. You're flying into Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
155.
Okay. What airline?
One of them.
Does the plane work?
Don't ask about it.
Does the plane work?
You gotta pay for a checked bag, but hey, it's 155. Come on. And if you are going with your fiance, you're going to need at least one bag, right?
Yes.
Because the other problem is, you're not going for Thursday. If you're going to Miami in January from Cleveland, you've already committed to a four-day weekend for yourself, right? So you're not going to just fly down Thursday, watch the game, and then maybe come back, you know, Friday evening.
So
you're going to stay down there.
Here's the other side of things. I have more information I can provide that we can make this, because yes, would I like it to be more than just one day? I would, but it can be difficult for me to have to miss Cavs games, where next Thursday the Cavs play at home against Toronto. That is a game that I have committed to missing. Like, I'm not going to go to that game, even if I don't go to the Notre Dame game, because I can't be in public when Notre Dame plays football games that have any consequence. Like, I cannot be a person that is in public when that happens. I'm not the same person when that is going on that I am right now. The other side of things, my parents are snowbirds. So they are currently in Florida. They have a place on the other side of the state in Sarasota. They're down there for the winter. That's who they've become. And they might drive over to the other side. So that factors into this. Plus, Brittany has family down there. We are already actually scheduled to go to Florida, to Fort Lauderdale, at the end of the month. We already have flights booked to go to Fort Lauderdale at the end of January. So that is another thing that
can you change your tickets? Do you just make that trip this trip?
I don't think so, because...
Well, because that's where it's going to set you back is the... Now, I've put you in a hotel in Miami Gardens, because if you're going to go down, you don't want to stay out in Fort Lauderdale, right? You want to be close to the action. Now, maybe you just want to stay there for a night or two so that you can stumble your way back to the hotel after the game.
Depends how the game goes.
Because Uber's going to be crazy.
Yes. Everything's going to be crazy down there. How much are hotels right now? Because that's the thing I've not looked at. Partially because I don't know if this is going to happen. Partially, I don't know where we're going to stay.
Well, like Stadium Hotel, which I would assume is near the stadium. We were looking at $400 a night.
That's not that bad. So the flight prices I saw were around $440, because I looked at a real airline and not the airline that you looked at, where I don't have to pay to check a bag because I have a credit card through the airline and I have a ton of miles worked up. And I also have a companion pass, meaning that I can pay for my flight and my fiance can fly alongside me for free, which that, you know, if you start doing the math
like
there.
Like bringing a baby with you.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right.
Kind of, except she gets her own seat.
Oh,
it's
that's
pretty
nice.
Cool. Yeah. So that's the other aspect of this that I look at and say, okay, it's like $440 round trip for those flights, but it's really half of that per person.
Well, now you're justifying to yourself.
That's what I've been trying to do.
As a guy who has recently splurged on two events that I'd planned on going when the Chiefs were here, but I bought good seats for me and three boys. And then I did splurge recently on a Creed concert that I shouldn't have went to.
Why should you have not gone to that?
Yeah, because I shouldn't have just last minuted it like I did.
Why not?
Yeah, you know, you have a few drinks, you have a little fun. But you know what?
I love that,
Danny.
For you.
If this is the team that you grew up loving,
right?
Right. You obviously, and I think I didn't know that you were. I remember Ken went to the Notre Dame game last year, and you were there.
Yes,
so I remember
Brittany
that.
And I were at that game,
but I didn't understand that you were this deep in.
Oh yeah, like for my first birthday, I got a signed autographed picture of Lou Holtz.
Yeah.
Like that's how far back this goes. This is not a I'm jumping on the bandwagon. This has been a lifetime thing for me. And I think the other aspect of this, if they beat Penn State, I don't have a ton of confidence in beating Ohio State and winning the national championship. Like, for as much of a diehard fan I am, I'm a realist. Like, I think Ohio State would beat Notre Dame in the national championship game. And that's where, if I want to spend money, I want to see a game that I think they can and will win. And this might be the one.
Well, and don't get me wrong, Dallas is a fine enough city. But had these sites been flip-flopped and it been... You know, they're playing in the Sugar or in the Cotton Bowl instead of in the Orange Bowl, then maybe I would tell you hold off. But because it's Miami and you can go have fun for a few days, and it sounds like maybe you've got a place to crash if you need to, I think you got to do it, Dan.
I want to do it. I want to do it. I'm supposed to decide today. I'm supposed to make a couple of phone calls and decide today whether or not this is going
to
be a thing.
I think you got to do it. I think if enough people call in and tell you to do it, you have to do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Brittany can't say no.
Maybe we will. But 216-474-0092. We have Daryl Ryder coming up at 8 o'clock to talk about the Browns' new quarterback. Miles Garrett should be Defensive Player of the Year. I want to ask about some job security. We know Kevin Stefanski is safe. We know Andrew Berry is safe. But are there some other changes that maybe we see on staff? Joshua Perry from NBC Sports going to be joining at 8:40. And Chris Fedor of Cleveland.com going to talk some Cavs with us coming up at 9:20 today. But next up on the Fan right here is Drake in Cleveland. What's up, Drake?
How are you doing today?
I'm well, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I just wanted to ask you a question because I'm hearing everybody saying, you know, that the Cavs, you won't know until the playoffs. We have to see it in the playoffs. But Carl Anthony Towns used to be a running joke in the West Coast about his name being Cat and how fluffy he was. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, he gets in New York and he gets the benefit of the doubt. Damon Lillard, who struggled in Portland, and yeah, he put up numbers on the sorry team, but we know he's a great player. I'm not saying that. I'm never saying that. We know he's a great player. But what I'm saying is all of these teams are getting the benefit of the doubt. Even Orlando is getting the benefit of the doubt in playoffs, and the Cavs beat them in the playoffs, but the Cavs don't get the benefit of the doubt. It just I'm lost as to where this Cleveland narrative, where whenever we have a good team, it's always knocked down. Early in the season, they were saying, oh, it's just because they're playing bad teams. But everybody's playing the same schedule. I'm watching these games, and when New York beat them, it's like, oh, New York took care of business. When the Cavs beat them, it's like, oh, they just beat Detroit. They just beat Washington. So it's like the narrative is the NBA does not want the Cavs to be out front. That's what I'm seeing.
Drake, I appreciate the call, and I think there's a lot of interesting stuff and a lot of true stuff there, because I don't think the Cavs have been given the respect that they should be, and I think that there's some poor comparisons that we're starting to see from, I don't know if it's necessarily folks in the media or if it's just fans online in my own Twitter bubble.
Back. If you run it back.
Right, that's part of, but so did Orlando. I mean, Orlando's biggest addition was Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. And Orlando's been injured all year, and everyone thinks, they're a dangerous team.
They have a rookie, well, now a second-year guy or whatever, you know, Banchero, that
looks that is like, not as good as Donovan Mitchell still. Like, that's the thing here, too, is that Donovan Mitchell, since he's been in Cleveland, yes, have the Cavs reached as much postseason success as they would have liked? No, of course not. But since Donovan Mitchell has been in Cleveland, he has been a top 10 player in basketball. He's a guy that finished
in the regular season, yes.
Sixth, and even in the postseason. I mean, go back and look at what he did in that series against Orlando. It was a game they lost. He had a 50-point game in the playoffs. Like, that is not something that you can look at and say. I'll go back to
them calling their shot there, and they picked Orlando. That was the team they picked.
And they won the series.
Yeah, it took them seven games.
But they still won the series with, while I think, and I don't say this to try and take a shot, they won the series while being out-coached. Which is not a thing that I look at and say, yeah, that's definitely going to happen this year. I don't think that they're in. I'm not saying Kenny Auerbach or Kenny Atkinson is the next coming of Rhett Auerbach, but I do think that he's a much better postseason coach and more suited considering the recent experiences that he has had. I think that they're in a much better spot this postseason when it does arrive. I do think that we need to start talking about this team like they're the 2014-15 Golden State Warriors instead of the 2014-15 Atlanta Hawks, because that's where it lines up. They're not Atlanta. They're Golden State. If you're going to compare them to a team from the past that has a similar past as the Cavs do, that's the comparison to make.